First off, this is not leave to take your dog out on Sitka's new $2.6 million artificial turf baseball diamond at Moeller. That facility will remain forever off limits to pets, and the fine for violations will likely start at $300. The pet owners who appeared before the assembly Tuesday night and who worked with the Parks and Rec Committee over the past couple of weeks were not asking for the world. They want a deal that makes one of the Kim Sham fields dog-friendly. Michelle Kennedy owns a couple of Great Danes. She says the options for exercising her pets is limited.
I want you to know that the ball field is the only place where my dogs can run without a leash. They are always leashed, always.
Kenley Jackson also testified as a dog owner. She said she was one of a conscientious group of dog owners who not only exercised their pets at Kim Sham, but also took an interest in caring for all the fields. Jackson said her group was willing to formalize this arrangement.
We had signed a petition that I hope you folks have seen about having one field designated as dog-friendly. And the agreement that we would like to propose is that we would be responsible as a user group for also taking care of the trash at the other fields.
42 residents have signed the petition in support of this bargain. Parks and Rec signed off on the proposal at its last meeting. Assemblymember Michelle Putz helped craft the language. She said dog owners were willing to extend the general dog ban beyond Moeller in exchange for the one field at Kim Sham.
The ball fields at Keetgu Shaheen, Villandre, Baranoff, Upper and Lower Moeller Field, the island, and also to ban dogs on all the playgrounds. So we're actually, it expands substantially the places where dogs would not be allowed. But in addition, the group suggested that any ball field could be considered for group sponsorship and subsequent designation as a dog use area. So if you found another group that was willing to sign on, they could potentially open up another spot for dog use.
The dog owners proposed that the first field on the left at Kim Sham become the dog-friendly field. Putz planned to have language for a new ordinance ready by the Assembly's next meeting on November 27th. The Assembly agreed to table the original dog ban, which is already passed on first reading, and shoot it down at that time. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.